John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 3. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 3.
Yeah. caveats are pretty shrewd. I don't see, that's what I don't understand how we can do it in black, sir.
Well, I think they're pretty shrewd. Well, again, you can say, well, you're talking about a greater number of patrol posts or a lesser number. You're talking between 10 and 15 or 5 and 10. I think you start playing the game.
And you keep saying, well, we can accept any, and they'll accept what?
Well, that's, I'll have to try at least for 2 days and so on to see whether it's a matter of principle that they would accept any control post on the Soviet Union.
What is our argument for not having a definite number proposed?
So long as the Soviets stand with zero, whatever number we put in, whether it's 12, 8, or 2, would be subject to erosion. If we go do our best to put in a reasonable number that's adequate to our needs, in the process of mutual opinion and discussion, this number will come down under pressure for no purpose. So what we can say is that whatever number is, you can be very sure that it's more than zero.
Put it another way, Mr. President, it's sure to embroil us with two groups of people, whatever number. If we put in a number N, the Congress will say it should be 2N, and the neutrals will say it should be 1/2N, and we will have a hell of a war over something that doesn't do us any good at all if the Soviets stick on zero.
The main purpose is to get some agreement with the Russians. And if we put in numbers without getting a breakthrough on the principle from the Russian side, then we're negotiating with the neutrals about something that doesn't have any relevance to anything at all.
If we're talking, though, about the 50 to 75 events, it seems to me that actually you don't need 12 inspectors.
Well, I have a better detection system.
Before this, though, Mac, we were talking about 12 to 20 based on the number of events, and now we've cut the number of events into a lot of different.
You're saying exactly what the Swedes will say, Mr. President.
That's it. That's what the logic of it takes. How many, by what if we cut our events?
So then we'd have to add, you
said,
about 10. Thank you. Depending, but you're using different detection systems. But you have to bear in mind that you would improve the detection system, the number of events goes up again.
I would go by 4, Mac, not by 10.
But depends where you look at it.
Study program,
but
that's the better.
That could be. 30 indicate that he's ready to move, Mr. President, and maybe we can give numbers in the control post area if we avoid the numbers. But if you're going to feel Zarin out as to whether there's any give, if you get give, then we've got a clear course.
That's right.
If you don't get any give, then we have to look again. And isn't this going to be true all summer long?
Sure.
Yeah, if you go back and talk 2 days, then we have to ask again. Meanwhile, we're at war on the Hill, and maybe we've got resources we haven't mobilized to talk to these folks.
We don't really have a case to argue on Capitol Hill or to the public, so long as the Soviets are saying zero.
The only problem is how hard to deem this city to build, sort of a struggle and all the rest, and he's got some data, and he goes back there and says, well, he's got to look like he's got something.
You know, he can tell a lot, Mr. President. Now, this very simple thing. If people don't even know the difference between a 50-kiloton shot in granite and a 5-kiloton shot in alluvium, there's quite a lot to be said in Geneva, it seems to me. We've got to look around and do a lot of declassifying.
I don't want to exaggerate what might happen if the Swedes come into this, but I think the Swedes feel that we've had this information a lot longer than 3 weeks ago.
Well, there's another thing we can say, straight honesty.
I think the Swedes may come in, and I think the Russians have also got data on this thing. Our data now, in effect, goes back and confirms what they're saying.
Should have presented to this meeting. He discussed the matter with his superiors in the Air expose him. He went to the meeting. There were 25 people in the room. He exposed the information to them. Now, I am told, although I wasn't present at the time, that later it was considered that since 25 people knew it, particularly because of the character of the people, this was likely to leak to the press and was subsequently proposed that it be distributed to the press. And I think that's a fair approximation of the time interval.
That's
Mr. Mack was involved in part of this.
Deeply involved in this last part, and would still, if they're suspicious of us for having put it out, what they would think of us if it had leaked out, beggars description.
But I think, Mack, it's fair to say that
this
was a weekend analysis.
Now, it's also fair to say, in a wider sense, that if we'd all looked harder at the data and had a different system for spying it out, we might have known a lot sooner. But it is not true that anybody sat on the knowledge of this stuff. And anyone who says that ought to have, ought really be hit over the head.
Pretty well.
is a good system. It can be put in sooner. It is saleable to the Congress. It just needs a little more time and a little more than just me selling it for the Senate plus a major. It seems to me also, however, perfectly negotiable to go to the neutrals and the non-aligned and say, we have come back. Our data allows us to accept a good many of the philosophies within your proposal, national control posts, augmented by an international commission and international monitoring and coordinating. It also allows us to tell you in advance we will be able to substantially reduce the number of control posts on Soviet territory and of inspection over our previous plans. Now, you don't have to give numbers at that point. I think you said, but before any of this can take place, we have got to get acceptance of the principle of outside inspection in the Soviet Union.
I think everybody agrees that's the best thing, so that's all right with me. Now the question, what about the scientific briefing to get all the real essence of all this and limitations as well as possibilities could be presented to all of them? I saw that some Swede is up there.
You mean in Geneva?
Yeah, how is that? Who's going to do that?
Oh, we're going to send Dr. Long, hopefully Dr. Wiesner, a distinguished seismologist, either Dr. Press or Dr. Oliver or Dr. Romney from AFCAD. And to invite him,
stop us from doing this next series of tests. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, are you going to have some kind of a proposition that's going to make us look badly because we go through with the next series of tests? And so I said, well, we can do it, of course. And I said, what do you have in mind? He said, well, what do you think of this for the nervous? Some state of period of time. And I said, well, of course you're always going to have to be sure that the period of time is long enough, and you're always going to have to be sure that you or ourselves don't test last, and maybe we could work it out so you have some stated period of time. I don't know what it should be. I think giving 30 to 60 degrees is probably too early, but I said even if we signed the treaty and we both agreed to it, there'd be some period of time before it'd be ratified by our Senate, which would be a binding agreement. But probably we could, if we did get together, we probably could agree on some period of time, which would give us the test. And he obliquely tried to raise it 3 or 4 times as to whether we were going to try to stop them from testing. And I said, well, we certainly are open-minded on that, and we certainly could be prepared to work out some kind of a formula with it. But he is very much interested in this for the inert formula.
That's all a test is, just as an atmosphere, is it?
They're going to start, no, sir, they're
going to start.
But
I mean,
the inert is at least all test.
Get off.